She Clare Nigailt and Clare Shaw as Bavaliam Shuish Altacha. My name is Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, which is called Clare Nigail, and in which you'll hear not only something in the English language, Ach Nishu Clash and Yes Ridanach Sahilg. You'll also hear something in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Dhurish, we take to the rails again in this edition of Clare na Gael as we look at the Upper Douglas Cable Tramway from 1896. A chirt shaw chai grausin tayacht erchin des jain skil yorish Kenneth Graham a chir ons na Shelley. Tan, well, tam I grei caiachan, fulli de vali caiachan, chanel mi de bolach siga, tan caiachan en engeil a taiaga, te jit son an chirchir gus awin, as a rhen te chit quail a rodan ustia, as eshan te goil chwish taatnis jain awin. Last Friday evening there was a performance in Lorient by Nier Nesson, the Breton Manx collaboration, that came together for an chruniach in 2019. We'll start with their amalgamation of the Manx song Ushjimili Sigeri and the Breton song La Violetta. Tashu Geishjach Rish Radio Vanning, Stashun and Ashun, Biskul Erskeliena Wush Dulish, Alian Vanning.
Violette,
Mira Royal on harp, Thomas Moisson on accordion, David Kilgallen on keyboards and vocals, and Breton singer Laure Landa, who were playing for the Festival Interceltique de Lorient last Friday evening. The Isle of Man Times reports, the Timbal Court assembled at St John's for the promulgation of acts which have received the royal assent. The proceedings were commenced with divine service in the chapel. The procession then filed to Tynwald Hill. Well, nothing unusual there, you might think, but this is January the 7th, 1896. Promulgations of acts from Tynwald Hill was not yet an annual affair in July. Among acts promulgated was the Upper Douglas Tramway Act 1895, an act to authorise the Isle of Man Tramways and Electric Power Company Limited to construct a street tramway to Upper Douglas, and to carry out the terms of a certain agreement made between the said company and the Douglas Town Commissioners. In fact, promulgated immediately after this act was the Douglas Municipal Incorporation Act 1895, which made the town of Douglas a borough, which later that year would elect councillors to a borough council rather than the town commissioners referred to just there. Velich Maya Shen the Zulu? Vrije kirchen de feeshach, gedder awi sledden erlu de krel, chaus rinne, gedder awi sledden erlu de krel, chaus rinne leiljaer gul sataeg ege, as gawi bach jain de klusigen, na magin rau, na rolligen, as ulio a chuj, as jainie a beda leiste de heeshach forsen. Mai! Sien inrichen rid, as a rod an ustia de throm chusach, caus ve croma er ice on the vulia. Chin krell me machara eg, chanel veg, veg a horror be, ginusus lie a few a jay, just climb a girt on spaden. Just climb a girt, rene goil lesh the hashlishach, cly ma girt. Ons beden. Klai, tjicher ei, rodden, deem ik kirchen de daltasjem, ve ro aanmach. Renne bede boele nijn vroeg eg leden bluwig. Van aaslider, een immertach bogoil, ne laai er a griem, ons bonne wede, ne boen in ege hussen er. Me geert ons beden. Ne lesch beden. Renne rodden goi lesh de kuhn, kouds renne troggel a heen lesh geir a ginnel. And here's a song, I am not the blackbird, nid weaven llon. Arvon Gwilym is accompanied on harp by Sean Edweb.
Dichon y llawer y dybio Fy mod yn llon Trachweru ar fy ngryd Y wen y pan ddil Fy hen gydymaidd heibio Pan il yw ffordd O, y gofi Oh. pan yr hael beledra, brig y don o'r eira, nid yw byth er maint ei glod a neir o'r gweilod isa. Rhyn fath yn wir pan ddel fy nghyfaill heibio, pan el yw ffordd o y gofyd i mi fyd.
Arvon Gwilym with Seanad Webb playing the harp. On down the mwy jaws gom o shen. Te jyn y fel veg ons riechyd maderol, shen yn tatnys jay. Fel lw gimiach na manabel. Fel lw roshen da kion jorneet na fel lw roshen bol ar bi elia. Na manabel ei chitliad gul bol ar bi. Tau da kinjach ta rwch, as chanelw'r yw jyn o ryddynach er ie. As tret ei jynted, ta dy cynjach ryddynach elia dy yno. As ffodi e jyn o eim y bailt, ach ffod yn y sier ei manach bailt. Cates, ma'na fel fegru yno ons riechyd ed mor y jyw, creimach iawn golsi syniaw yn cwjach, as jyn o lael iawr jay. Ren y cyrch yn cadw'n y mer chosieg y leis yd fanrys, Rhenna lina chliw dy ligamach osna dy cledyn aegnia bwyach, rhenna lleu lair gwl dy sonysach ond na clwysig yn bwga. Lid y leit, Emma Sesession, ligd yn gol toiach ti lirach. Fwri odrish munud eis ys dy roddan. Well, let's stay with the Upper Douglas Tramway Act 1895. After that short title, there's a preamble. The chief object of the Act is to empower the above-named company to construct a tramway to be worked by cable power, that is, by means of wires, ropes, cables or other appliances placed underground, and by stationary engine power, from the terminus of the existing tramway at the west end of the Queen Victoria Pier, so this is the horse tram terminus at the end of the pier, through certain streets and roads in and adjacent to the town of Douglas. The Act contains provisions necessary for the construction, working and management of the new tramway, the supervision of the works and, in some respects, the control of the tramway being vested in the Douglas Town Commissioners. The new tramway is not to be open for traffic until inspected and certified to be fit for traffic by an inspector to be appointed by the Governor. And that's a Scottish pipe tune, which is called Captain Carswell. There we are, giving myself a promotion there. And it was performed there by the Boys of the Loch. Stasiwn yn asiwn ta Radio Fanning na stasiwn geisiach rys Clair na Gael. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, there's still a little more to this preamble to the Upper Douglas Tramways Act 1895. The Act also confirms an agreement made between the town commissioners and the company for vesting in the company the existing tramway, with provisions for its improvement, some of such provisions involving the amendment of the Douglas Bay Tramways Act 1876. The Act enables the town commissioners to purchase and acquire the tramways within 6 months after the 5th of December 1918, or within 6 months after the expiration of every subsequent period of 7 years, on the terms set forth in the Act. The royal assent to the Act was given by Her Majesty and Council at the Court of Windsor on the 12th of December 1895. And the Act was one of those promulgated at a sitting of Timbald on the 7th of January 1896. And 4 days later the Isle of Man Times reports, "A start has been made with the works of the cable tramway to Upper Douglas. The works commenced in Lauriston Road." Rene Luba Tautrud Fenius a Hollowegger. René Drappelsus, as Stiachs a Tolega, Hus, as Lurg Berna Fier, Henke Rish Rish, as Ace Napperl, Fo Merlin, Mullion, Herbal Rauer. Sai Shen for the Chadden, Dorte Rish Achirchen, Chausve Liga Shisa Gusaveda. Esh René Niau Chanle Tau, as Gawin Imagine Rau Rish. Crevest Chaustaiji, Vrye Achirchen. As a lubum begirt lesh mien son fis. Ta fail cherke, fur angi, dreger a rodden, markunte gier, chinje fur, iskid fur, fail vart fur, röchen in piglich, gladan, arnbanje frangach, brachten an burla, fail uns putch, lun kail gincha, limonade, ustje soda. O, square, square, square fai, square fai, dili y cyrchyn as yr diawn y sega, rawr sio. Yr liat y fel, dy ffyr, frai y roddan dy trwm chwsiag, chynelu ach na fam i ryw cor les son y twrs yn beg y sio. Well, this is a version from Cornwall of the very widely known song 17 Come Sunday.
Hey, fella, teddy fella, hey, fella,
pretty maid.
teddy fella, hey fella de lado, hey fella, teddy fella, hey fella de lado, hey fella, teddy fella, hey fella de lado, hey fella, teddy fella, hey fella de lado.
Cornish band Dala having a bit of fun with 17 Come Sunday, to which they added another tune, Not Too Young to Marry Yet, collected in Cornwall from a flute player from the village of St Denis, which is about halfway down the Cornish Peninsula and halfway across between Newquay on the west coast and St Austell on the east. As to na bay and Elia, the kinjach inch thou the velmi maverch pe jogach, as the velmi general rona fi vegje. Gegiel y cyrch yn gwyr bu fe dy grei. Slen clen ag y fe no fe gol toiach der, gento lenach ag y gilid, ag y ribla, ag na sorn as na sianan, as ag sailsion y greinia, rene liga de law croch y sys yn ostia, as rene dremel aslis yn liawra, as e er na gwsta. Rene rodan ostia, fer mai mor fe, imr rhoes dy rei, as rennu cwmbl fai bwra er. Smael iam dy mŵr yn edach ed ma wwn i fi'n, dwr te lwg de mwys lleiwr lwg gul sia. Te ffoms gedd yn cwli smwgl rhw felfyd leniach, chyli ys ffod am ffod reil, eh? Gaw mlestiol ys y cyrchyn, creu y hun o'n zeib dych o'r geilrys, taw smwnion dy fel mi ffyr lwnach gyn awrys, ach dy sio oliwch yn nod aw, Mso, sioch, awyn. Well, the Isle of Man Examiner records. On Monday, so this would be the 13th of January, a gang of men numbering about 50 were set to dig up the road leading from Avondale House to Ballaquale Road in preparation for the laying of the lines and the reception of the cable. Also on Monday, a large gang laid temporary rails on each side of that portion of Victoria Street extending from Duke Street to the Villas Hotel, the object being to enable the town commissioners and the Victoria Street tradesmen to judge of the effect of cars travelling within 15 inches of the footpath curbs. The general opinion is that to have the rails laid in the position mentioned would be dangerous and inconvenient, and the probability is that early steps will be taken with the object of obtaining authority to lay the lines in the middle of the street. There's likewise an almost unanimous expression that Victoria Street is too narrow for the purposes of a double line. This is a song now about an agricultural worker going from farm to farm and spalpeen farnach, in this Connemara version by Sean McDonagher.
Os ys balpin er o'ch trech y misiwng sbyg i slor mor ogym Mae'r sgapin i sielf i gos yn iar o'ch nid yn y talthi bon Mae'r sgapin i sielf i gos yn iar o'ch nid yn talthi bon Mae'r lof er y gech dy hyn i'n hyn gapols gyrraep yn sicrwy clyfon Os mae chwy'n cyn slon let y gwy Mae'r sgadiodio gynnyllon grofor Sgyn sgat y ferwg Ta mae hi eg bael yn o'r llysher Mae'n am o gotyr Ta ha blag lle do Tis toig ffyr gael Be laser yn yr hyn te crofo Be i ffyn yn gwyth bywyr Y bawr dag y Tradition the code egg is well been for no. As a kid long yet in Gallis Tile Mission, Vimen Sugo Sasta, Sundar no log or a list Tile Mission, Vime Burren Crotte. A retrieval log or a Stile Mission, Huron Hoy Kid Ponted a Hogol, a Cadunganishin, Negus and Nerindel in your Fasil and Follum. Angus we Michel Labra had Walgi Kilhun, Negus and Shagatrum and Bosch. Is Harin Mish Tasker McCool and Ballagus as a Meglich Nungarta. Manakli Stacher and Ban a Lana, the Sulskan all in my fire. Siona Joy got a play who was in Gum, I didn't know a he's an endless Balbin for no. Angus we Michel Labra, he's an Alice, we know young Gallem Fawn. Fim Braxon Askums and Bertinus Latan Sahil and Niga Vraha. Savim Raho, Gan Mocha Toki. She hadn't wait on me to lodges. A hyun ban no got a seen she lay in a good in a dover among you. And goes by the lumps of love and a jack on a carrot of lean war ran the sarah. But a spookalin air of mesugo, a man of not a break of a brindle one low. So I van take the gates to give me loam. A soul let tear from a lawyer. Be a pied in the cullion that a hain had a tarshach no behave yourself as palpine for no.
That's Sean McDonagher from Carna in the Connemara Gaeltacht, who had a career in teaching. He served for a number of years as a head teacher of a national school in Ireland, and as well as that, he was the first Sean Noir singer to be recorded for the Gaeling record label. Now, whatever the almost unanimous expression was, whilst the tram lines were moved to the middle of Victoria Street, it was still to be a double line. The line went from the Jubilee Clock, up Victoria Street, up Prospect Hill and Bucks Road, out along Woodburn Road to its junction with York Road, and then it went down York Road, where the winding house and tram shed was built at the bottom on the right-hand side. In fact, I remember I took photographs in the early 1970s of a very short section of tram track still in situ at the back of that shed, turning in what was by then the York Road bus depot. But when first built, anyway, the line continued past that depot, down York Road and onto Ballaquail Road, running down to the bottom of Broadway and the promenade. Now, between the tram track was a slot in the road, and in a conduit below that slot, the cable was always moving. It was being wound continuously from the York Road depot. The tram driver operated a clamping mechanism which gripped hold of the cable, and then that would pull the tram along into motion. Sioch yn awen, ren y roddan carach e. Ys tawd y ffyr cwmwl iorys yn awen, creu'n fech o ginnl. Llori, as lli, as uri, as ongi, as a roddan. She brer, as siwr dawi, as nantan, as shesha, as bi, as joch, as bedwchysach, unlacha. Ti jinnw sws o seilem, as hyn el mi gyr i fer elia. Na na fel ex, chynnyw e fe ed, as na na fel fys ex er, chynnyw e fys fe ed ser. Rai fi'n na tren ter fe ein cwjach. Fel eis y iawr yn ys y tawra, sy'n iarach na sy'n iawr, teid y cynjach sport mai, ys na ryddyn gris i cychondrys. Tre tan y tyliwch yn o'n, tojach ari, ys na seller yn ys y ler ffo holwem gys yn oer les joch na fel fondeisach daw, ys na nwstio don rai sia unio gych i emr liabach sierem, na rys tre te oliw tysio mersŵl. A salgych yma clamp yn dylech, da sorol gwrs byrin plwm. Thank you. And that was a sweet patelas, the sound of the gaitas, the form of bagpipes played in Galicia. And that was the band Aran, led by great Galician gaitas player Anton Davila, great friend of the Shanachis Jew Festival over the years. Sjod yw stasiwn yn asiwn, sy'n ddegre, Radio Fanning. Sie Clare na Gael dyn Clare Shaws, Mish the Chebel, Robert Cadeen Coslo, Robert y Corslach.
Have a tale of old Bobby Bob.
As tan a siwnen, as na sargl, plwchen a amaren, as fod yn fflwster i mi gyrt, as my chaddan chyrym, heris y chwd smwjain grunt gi, as feddyn bi ŵr di, as rhyddyn to slai mir iwsach, ar lieg y tŵsh yn fain y beddynog. Ach, na fel ei beg yn drin y cyrn, ryn y cych yn fentreil dy greu. Feg o'ch os ys yn awyn, gyn pech ar bielio dy greu gŵn y gherys. Gyn pech ar bielio dy... Wel, sain daw gyn fe roch rai o't ys rodan dy sorn sach, snod aw os de ys, dy dwch ys ach yn elfused er. Cho jingit yn cladach sy'n ying sio, dy fel imed i slais gwch yr sŵl dy bolach. O, chynnau, mor fe cyr draw y chor ar bi. Mod i ostio, un chyr un beg, un o lochan, ol yw jaw gwm y gyr ffaen cledn lai as dy cynjach gyriod, dy ynwr y darach. Mor na bech cwysyn ar bi ag pech eniach dy chor gael de. Well, by early August, the Isle of Man Examiner reported, great efforts are being made to have the cars running on the Upper Douglas Cable tramway line early next week. On the 31st of July, a gang of men were engaged in cleaning the tunnel and in laying the pulleys upon which the cable will run. A number of cars to be run on the new tramway arrived this week. They're handsome-looking vehicles, light but strong. They're rather lengthy, but will take up comparatively little room on the roadways. There are 7 seats, each to hold 3 persons. There are to be both covered and uncovered carriages. A portion of the roadway at Ballaquail is not yet quite completed. On Monday and Tuesday, cars will be run by the contractors to familiarise the drivers with the gradients. On Wednesday, we are authoritatively informed, the lines will be open for public use. So, at that time, they were expecting the opening on Wednesday, the 5th of August. Well, the Royal Manx Agricultural Show has just been held. Here's a rather tongue-in-cheek song called A Farmer's Life for Me. As you'll hear, it's a bit of a biased view, as seen by Cher Fisherman.
$100,000 quid, you stop the maxi cop. Oh, a farmer's life for me, I say it's better than being insane. A It seems time stops when one wet summer ruins all your crops, and all you can do is to say you tried. But I'll be bugging about because it's all been set aside. Oh, a farmer's life for me, I say, is better than being at sea. A farmer's life for me, I say, I'll be home for tea.
And that's the sound of the Fulton Builders with their wry look at the agricultural life, a farmer's life for me. The Mona's Herald for Wednesday the 5th of August said just this. Had the cable tramway been in working, as expected, it would have had a grand opening day's traffic. So, no, it didn't open on the 5th of August after all. That weekend, the Isle of Man Examiner reported, the cable which is to furnish the means of propulsion of the cars which will run upon the Upper Douglas Tramway was successfully got into position in the slot during the week. The work of threading the cable, a somewhat difficult operation, was performed without a hitch. The cable, during process of laying, was drawn by two traction engines to the power station at Ballaquail Road, so this is the York Road depot. The government inspection of the line is arranged to take place at an early date, and once the tramway is passed, it will be opened for public traffic. And the line was duly inspected on Sunday, the 9th of August, and passed for traffic. Creighton a lie un shid, vraya kirchen, as e scalia mach meg er inid chauchulu de holu calia, for ginu frame dorachem a gitna linten ustia er an chauawin ye. Shen? Och, an elshen, ach, a chael fai, as a rodden de geir. Chan elshen gulgesen mona, shingen to loch de chladach. Nevelad sly ro jeshun shen, as a kirchen, begging de him neer. Well, dregger a rodden, cray for them grey. Ten a fjorigan my de lure, as na cunyan, pert jow, ach, kin a mestich to na cunyan. As eist a brox on shigaris. Te cummel cats a chrigi. Ha ginnach I cummel ons bol ar bielia, nodder, eir der au us cor ar gydde de yinu shen. Shan roc mean. Chen al pech ar bi bora ersen. She daw na velad, dwr te, nis da chawr adach. Och hama, chwa yinach bora ersen, vraya kiachan. Wel, de duchus acht a fyr elio on ren a rod an sailsach amach. The Festival and the Celtic de Lorient came to an end with an afternoon of Breton sports championships. So, after all that effort, it's perhaps time to take a rest. Cusque, Brésisel, sleep, Lower Brittany. That's the advice from Eliam Pronos.
All right. alabaster redagon, ut est in moluine. Gueres iu graesis el nin pilhuas collet. Cusc, cusc, graesis el abrodis par, set iam nos ton varam.
Beautiful song, Cusc Brazizel, Elian Pronos. Brazizel is the western part of Brittany, where the larger part of Breton speakers live, although there's also a distinct Breton dialect spoken in the Bro Gwened, the Pays Bannete. Standard Breton would call the area Bro Wened, but local usage, as I say, it's a distinct dialect, is Bro Gwened. Unsorstach leistach. Adag and slew, as adag and clistach, as shinny, as... But then, tad mai de lure on sach, ta mis curdius ach de lure rusen, ta calortus edderein tret as in chitten and gwael, as ul yma sen. Ach, tad brisha macht na kirtan, as hanod pecher bi gobel shen. As eish, well, chanodu de firniach co barant o rus, shen mutei. Although the line was inspected and passed on Sunday the 9th, it wasn't until Sunday the 15th that the line opened to the public. We turn to the Mona's Herald. The cars commenced running from Avondale Road to Victoria Street at 8 a.m, and a quick service was kept up until 11 p.m. During the whole of this time, the cars were well patronised. The scene of the Jubilee clock was one of great activity. Victoria Street was crowded with vehicles of all descriptions. Yet so carefully did the officials of the company do their duty that the opening day passed over without hitch or accident of any kind. The Upper Douglas Cable Tramway opened on Saturday, the 15th of August, 1896. Well, we close with some tunes collected here in the island and performed by the Magnus Barefoot Quartet, David Kilgallen, Russell Cowan, Gilno Carswell and Tom Collister, recorded in the Laxey Working Men's Institute at Uncruniac a few years ago. Ach, shene nish, wush clane gael ach here, cho, and so until the next time then, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creario, as orser lie, as my yearian shed you will you.